for your team. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين، خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين، الرسول الأمجد المحمود الأحمد أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. One of the questions related to subject of تقليد, which we have discussed yesterday, is that can the person change his taqlid from one marja, from one mujtahid to another one? Well, to change taqlid as such is not allowed unless you found another marja whose knowledge is senior to the marja whom you do taqlid, or if the marja whom you follow, he loses one of the conditions of marja taqlid. For example, he becomes insane, or he becomes unjust for a reason or another. Then in this way you can change taqlid. Otherwise, if he has all the conditions and if he is senior most, you cannot refer to another one and do taqlid of another one. This is all on masail of fatwa, when there is a clear cut judgment of the marja. If the marja has ihtiyat, or what you say, precautionary measures, on ihtiyat you can follow either the same marja or you can refer to another one. Just to explain this matter more, sometimes the marja give a clear cut fatwa, say it is wajib or it is haram, it is obligatory, it is not obligatory, so that is his fatwa. Then in this case you have to follow him. Sometimes the marja found there are some shortcomings in a hadith explaining this fact. So he said, on precautionary measures, you have to do so and so. On ihtiyat, you have to do, not on a fatwa. Now, because ihtiyat is not clear cut view, now on this particular issue, on this particular mas'ala, you can refer to the second senior most mujtahid of the time. So on only these cases you can refer to another mujtahid. Yeah, if you say wajib, then you have to follow. But if you say wajib on ihtiyat, wajib, it is obligatory on recommended precaution. So here on ihtiyat. On ihtiyat you can refer to the second marja who is senior most to him. If the second marja also say it is obligatory on ihtiyat, you can refer to the third marja who is senior most in his grade, you know, he is after them. And so on. So always when you refer to the a'lam, you can refer to one who is below him directly. If he has a fatwa, then you follow. If not, again he has also on precautionary measures, you can refer to the third one who is after them, comes on the same grade. Today we start with orders regarding purification or Kitab al-Tahara. Pure and mixed water. Here what is meant actually, we have one type which is the clear water, ordinary water, and there is another type, it is not water, it is thin water mixed with something else, like juice. Juice is water with sugar, maybe of with different types of fruits or something else. Or rose water, but this is not real water. So we have to differentiate between plain water and mixed water. Mixed water, or what is called in Arabic al-ma al-muzaf, means the water which is obtained from something, example, from a melon or a rose or fruits or whatever it is, or that water in which something else is mixed. For example, so much dust should be mixed in it that it may no longer be called water. Mixed water does not purify anything, and it is also not correct to take ceremonial bath or to perform ablution with it. So when we say water for purification or for taking ghusl or for wudu and so on, what we mean is the a pure plain water. The mixed water, we cannot do wudu with that, we cannot have ghusl with that, we cannot even wash the unpurified parts, I mean washing from blood or urine or similar things, that is not allowed, not will not clean with a mixed water. The cleaner is the only plain water. Now we come to the plain water. Any water other than mixed water is called the pure water or plain water. In Arabic say الماء المطلق. There are five kinds of plain water. Well, first he said core water. Core water, is core is a term used in Islamic fiqh, Islamic terminology, which means the size of the water. The core will come its details of definition. It is, well, water with a special size. The second one is under core or less than core water. Well, if you know size of core, below that is under core, or they call small amount of water. Third is running water, and fourth is rain water, and fifth is water of a well. Now these different types of water are used for purification, but it has different issues, which is discussed as follows. Now core water. It is the water which fills a container whose length, breadth, and depth are three spans, each is equal to a core, and it is about 384 liters. I mean, if we have a container, and the length of the container, three spans, the distance between the little finger and the thumb is called one span. So if you say three spans, means this much is the length, and this much is the width, and this much is the height. This container of three spans distance is equal to one core. Now, when you multiply 3 by 3 by 3, it will become 27 cubic spans. That is the size of core water. Of course, it is easy to say by span than to say by centimeter, because well, in some areas you don't have centimeter to check, and well, before centimeter were not used. So that is why the description was given by span. Now if it is four spans, by two, by four, again, so four by two is eight, and by four is the height, 32 means more than one core. If you want to know the water container or water tank, how many core is its size, then you just simply check the span, maybe five span in length and five width and four height. Say five by five is 25 and four is 100 becomes 100 divided by 27 becomes almost 4 quarts water it contains. So this is the size of quart. Now with this size, now if you divided it on liters, it becomes something around 384 liters of water. If original impurity, like urine or blood or anything which has become impure, najis, example an impure cloth, forms in such water, and the water acquires the smell, color, or taste of that impurity, it becomes impure. But if it does not acquire the smell, etc., of the impurity, it does not become impure. What is meant here, there is two terms used in fiqh. One is najis, and one is mutanajis. In Arabic we write najis and mutanajis. The thing which is najis, impure, are the things which cannot be cleaned whatever you do. It will remain impure completely. Like urine, you cannot clean the urine. Like blood, like stool, like the dog, like the pig, like the dead, and so on. These are the original impure things, as he termed used or he translated it as original impurities. These are impure things. Mutanajis are the things which have contaminated the najis and becomes impure because of contamination. My hand is pure or clean. Now if it touch blood, becomes mutanajis because it came into contamination with something which is najis. So najis itself cannot be cleaned. What we are usually have cannot be cleaned except by removing it completely. If there is a blood, should be removed completely. Nothing remains of it. If there is urine, for example, you cannot clean the urine unless it is mixed with so much water that no urine will remain. While mutanajis can be cleaned. Now what you want to say, if you have a size of water of quart, let us say this is the quart, let's say this is a container. This is a container which has three spans and core of water, whether it is in a tank or it is on the ground or wherever it is. Now why, what is the importance of this core we mentioned? We say if najis thing, if a drop of urine is put on core, it will not become najis because it is huge amount of water, so will not be impure by simple contamination. If a drop of blood reach there, now if you have enough tank of water with a drop of blood, will not be contaminated. So that is the importance of core. While if the water is less than core, it is a smaller container. So this small container, if one drop of najis will contaminate it, then all the water becomes impure. If you have small oven and one drop of blood contaminated, then all becomes najis, you have to throw it out. So that is the significance of core. Now the question is whether core, at any time, the water, the huge amount of water of core, the big amount, whether this amount can at any time
be all contaminated and all becomes najis to be thrown out, all is impure? He said yes. If its color and its smell and taste change with impure things, then it becomes impure. Its color, smell, all taste. Now if I imagine I have a core water or even water tank, maybe 2-3 cores, and so much blood was there that the color becomes reddish, will it still remain pure? Says no, because the color changed. Or so much urine is there that it start smelling urine. Will it become pure? Says no, because now the smell is changed. But its taste has changed. You can put so much wine, for example, in it. The color may not change, but the taste will change. So will it remain pure? No, it will become najis. So now the core or above, core or plus, size of water, it will not become najis by contamination with impure things unless its color, smell or taste change by the impurity, while a small amount will change by even one drop of contamination. This is the difference. Now if it is not najis, not the impure, the things which becomes impure, but najis, my hand had drop of urine and the urine is dried, and now I want to clean my hand to make it pure. If I put it in huge amount of water, I wash it, then it becomes clean. If you have water tank or swimming pool, for example, it has more than one core, that's core plus water. And if my hand is najis, I can wash it with the water and it can become pure, becomes tahir. So this is the significance of core water. We come to the second type, undercore, or what we call a small amount of water. Undercore water means water which does not spring up from air, and its quantity is also lesser than a core. If such water is thrown on something which is impure, or an impure thing contacts it, it becomes impure. So this small amount of water, by any contamination with impure things, it will become impure. You cannot drink it, you cannot take wudu with it, you have just to throw it out. However, if such water falls on an impure thing with force, only that part of it will become impure which has got mixed with that impure thing, and the remaining quantity therefore will be pure tahir. Now you can imagine if you have small amount of water and you squeeze it, this water is squeezed and comes by force, and here touches something which is najis. Now all of it is not contaminating the najis, but only part of it. He says all will not become impure, only that part which contaminates the najis will become impure. Suppose this is something which is najis, and contamination means though while the water is coming by force, by gush, but that gush will not make contamination. So it will not become najis. This will remain tahir. Or if water from above comes, and in the ground there is something najis, the water is not core. If it is core, inshallah it will not become najis. But if it is not core, small amount of water, and there is water coming down continuously, and it touched the ground, if the ground was najis, will all the water become najis? Said no, because the water is coming in gush. Only that part which touched the ground, if the ground was najis, then becomes najis. Same thing if water comes from one side. It springs from one side to other side, it touched the wall, and suppose the wall is has blood. Now the container, if it is small water, will not become najis. Only that part which touched the wall will become najis. So here you say the water will not become najis if it comes by force from one side to one side, or from up down, or from down up. Only if it comes into direct contamination with a small amount of water, then the water becomes najis by making najis things. Comes to another type called running water. Running water is that water which springs up from air and begins to flow. Example, the water of a spring or a canal. Even if such water is lesser than a core, it does not become impure by contacting an impurity, so long as it does not acquire the smell, color, or taste of that impurity. Running water has, he gave one example, like spring. But the practical example we have is the tap water. When you open the tap, water will come. That water is, naturally itself, is a small amount. But it is in continuation with a big amount of water. It is caught and flushed through the pipes or through a canal. So though what reach you is a small amount, but because it's continuous with a long canal and total, it becomes core plus, so it becomes like all the issues will be like core. So now with tap water, if you have blood in hand, you just remove the blood, and if you wash it once with tap water, which is running water, then it's sufficient, becomes tahir. Or as you say, well, in many villages, you see there is a well, if you take out the water, again the well will be filled with water. Sometimes total amount of water in the well is not core, it's smaller than core. But there is continuously water coming out. There is continuation of water coming out. So here it comes like tap water. Though the total size is small, but because water is coming from below, so it is regarded like core water, or core and plus. This is what is meant by running water. So it does not become impure by contacting or contaminating an impurity, as long as it does not change the color, smell, or taste of it. Now if in a well, there is a small water, even if there is core water, and too much blood thrown out, that the color, smell, or taste has changed, naturally that water becomes impure. As long as it does not change, and it is running water, the running water will not become impure by contaminating impurity. The third type is rain water. An impure thing becomes pure if rain water falls on it once, provided it does not contain an original impurity. Now if on the ground becomes impure, there was, for example, urine before and that urine is dry, and only the ground remains mutanajjis, contaminated by najis, by impurity. Now when rainwater comes, though it is a drops, but the drops of rainwater is regarded like kor water. Though it is small, but its issues is like kor water. So if little water of rains comes on the ground, which is contaminated by impurity, that ground becomes tahir. If it washes the wall, and if there is no blood on the wall, the blood has gone, so the wall only remains contaminated with najis. So rains when comes, becomes tahir. Though it is a small amount of water in size, but rainwater has a specialty that it will clean. It is built like core water. That is with the condition that rainwater comes direct. It should not come through another thing. I mean, not the water comes on a tree and then from the tree comes down. But the water comes to the wall and from the wall comes to the ground. It should come direct from sky to the earth or to the wall. It is also not necessary to apply pressure to a carpet or a dress after rainwater has fallen on it. See, if the carpet or the cloth is becoming contaminated with impurity, with najis, now you have to wash and then squeeze it so that whatever remaining dirty water is there comes out. Squeezing is necessary. But he said if rainwater comes, you don't need even to squeeze. It's like if you have put it in the river and the water is filled with water of the river. The rainwater which comes, it will clean all the carpet or the cloth. Even there is no need for squeezing. Apply pressure means squeezing here. However, it is not sufficient that only a few drops of rain should fall on it. When you say rain, means real rain comes. Now, if a few drops of water comes from the sky, you cannot call it rain. If little water comes, it is not real rain. But if it is proper raining is there, and you can call it when the sky is raining, then that rain is purifying the najis things. On the other hand, it is necessary that so much rain should fall that it should be correct to say that it has really rained. So what this means is the real raining, not a little shower which is not sufficient. So that is about rainwater. Now comes water of a well. If the water of a well springs up from air, although it's quantity may be lesser than a core, that water does not become impure due to something impure falling in it, unless its color, smell, or taste is also changed. However, it is recommended that in the event of some impurities falling in it, water should be pulled out of the well in the prescribed quantity. Details about this quantity are given in the relevant books. There is ihtiyat. As we say, well water, though is a small in amount, less than core, but because it is a running water, there is continuous water coming from air, it is regarded like core plus. But on a precautionary measure, if it is say a dead rat fall there, this there are a special amount of water, say value 5 or 10 or 15 times, you take it out. In books which explain these details, it's mentioned that how much water should be taken out so that that well becomes, the water of the well becomes pure if real impurity falls in it. But that, as you said, on recommended and not fatwa, not 100% necessary. Now, we come for cleaning and purifying just to complete the subject, he said, now if somebody has the impurity, the najis itself in hand,
najis, we call it impurity. And then this contamination, the najis is contaminated with impurity.
Now, my hand has impurity in it, like blood, or urine, or stool, whatever it is. Then to make it tahir, make it pure, I have to wash it either with core water plus, remove all the impurity, and become tahir, or I have to wash it with small amount of water, and I have to just throw water on it, not put it inside the small water. I have to just throw water on it. Now, how much water? You see, other than urine, one time is sufficient after the impurity has been removed and after the blood has been removed. Now it remains contaminated. Now if it is contaminated, one time may be sufficient, and ihtiyat, if it is urine, two times I throw water, once and twice, and it becomes clean. But some ulama say three times, one, two, three, has to be stressed three times and becomes clean. Also, if any other part of the body is the leg or after voiding, we have to clean twice, or maybe three times maximum, as some say, and that will become clean. But if we clean with tap water, after removing of the impurity itself, one time is sufficient. With tap water, because that is continuous water, and that is core and plus, one time is sufficient. Now if you have a cloth or a garment which is najis, again, if you have tap water and you fill it with water and squeeze it once, will be sufficient. If it is a small amount of water, again, if it is from other than urine, one time sufficient. Otherwise, if it is from urine, two times, or according to some, three times, you have to squeeze it. You throw water and squeeze, and again throw water and squeeze. And if for the other three times, then third time squeeze it and becomes tahir. According to Al-Khoi, two times from urine is sufficient for that. So that is the way how to clean the things. والحمد لله رب العالمين. If you have any question, up to here. Yes, but the zayg is if impurity itself, whether it is dry or wet, makes no difference. Now if the blood is dry, still it is blood, and that impurity is there. So it has to be removed first, and then you wash it once. Or if it is from urine, you wash it twice. Yes. Yeah, for wudu, that will come after. If it prevents water from reaching the skin, then you have to remove it. But if it is only color, the color has no thickness, will not prevent water, then it is okay. You can make wudu with it. The ink, usual ink, is like a color, has no thickness. You just wash it with water, whatever thickness is there will be removed, and whatever remains is stained. So that stain is okay, there is no thickness. But if it is, let us say, polish of the nail polish has thickness and has to be removed completely before we do. Well, because you don't know it is najis, now it is tahir naturally. First of all, because when it rains, now the ground, even if it was najis or mutanajis, contaminated, well, usually there is no real najis there, there is no impurity itself there. It is contaminated maybe before. So that is made pure by rainwater. So whatever remains of mud is must be pure. Or at least you don't know that there is any sort of impurity in it. If you don't know, then you have to regard it as tahir, and it is tahir. Any questions? Thank you very much.